Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and we have a huge announcement for you guys coming up. But before we get to that, we have a new champion to my left.
I was a huge announcement. Okay.
This is a small announcement at best. The man, the myth, the mustache.
Yes. I won the picks for a Super Boo. Showdown.
No booing.
Boo. Get out of here.
No, I'm not going to be a tyrant. That's Trebuchet.
You switched your picks.
Right, I did do multiple switches.
I would have won if Bobby Roode would have won some of those matches. That I would have been.
Yeah, if I would have gone one way on one match, I would have.
Same.
Also here, wearing the World Heavyweight Championship around his shoulder, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How is everyone?
Woo, I'm doing pretty good.
A happy good day to everyone but Bobby Roode, because he didn't win the two final matches of Superstar Showdown I put him in.
A-Train was also upset about that.
Yeah,
he was on your side.
I was dead on the scorecard near the end, so I just stuck Bobby Roode in there, and that was how I started trolling A-Train with Bobby Roode.
But it continued.
He may not come back.
Also here, Robert Air Force. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. How's it going, guys?
It's going good. You don't have to be secretary today. We don't have anything for you to write down.
No, I'm glad.
It's good. You've been running the gauntlet with the writing stuff down.
And, I know. Super Showdown, 5 in the morning. That was tough, man.
And you got the mustache switching all his picks on you and everything.
Yeah, Mike. I need to change that.
You need to get some carpal tunnel.
I only did it twice.
For more reason than one.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Also here, to Robert's left, Mo. Joe Rowley, how you doing?
Guys.
There's a hype in there. We're doing good.
Excited.
It's good. Are you sponsored by Krispy Kreme yet? Because
I should be.
I know. Delicious. That was pretty dope.
And Jared's jewelry store, whatever.
Yeah. No. We're looking for sponsors, so if you guys want
That's Jared.
Go ahead and tweet at Goad.
Yep, I am in charge. Tweet at Goad.
And then last but certainly not least, to my right, Rye. Back Lathrop, how you doing?
And the should've been champion.
Oh, here, yep.
Should've.
It was close.
You should've been champion. What makes you make that claim?
It's kind of one of those, Shawn Michaels, I lost my smile, and I came back, and I'm like, hey guys, I should be champion. And they're like, no, because you left. We got Razor Ramon being the champion. And now if you want to be champion, you gotta climb this ladder.
Good luck.
All right.
There were a lot of years of Shawn Michaels in that one metaphor.
He got there. It's cool. But we have a big, huge.
Big.
Giant. Announcement.
Bigger than you're thinking.
Big show.
Biggest ever.
Okay.
Big league.
Big league?
I don't think I know about this.
All right. Mustache, since you are the champion, what is the announcement?
We, the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
I've heard of them.
Will be, after many years and many seasons.
Yes.
And
many vulgarities and swears,
yes,
and stuff.
Yes, many iterations and twists and turns on the way. We are going to be hosting a wrestling panel at Grand Rapids Comic Con in early November.
Yes, we're doing that. And it is, to my knowledge, we are the only wrestling, thing going on.
Yeah,
so
we got a monopoly on the wrestling, which probably won't last. So this is the year we gotta take hold.
So if anybody has any ideas of things we should talk about, or things you want us to talk about live and in person, or you want to see us in person do a show,
yeah, we're gonna do a pre-show there.
Come and see us on Saturday.
We'll be doing a pre-show. Are we recording the?
I will. Yeah, we'll figure out a way to do that. Yeah,
we're gonna plug into something, and then
it might be a video thing that we post on the YouTube channel. We can put the audio on the podcast too. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll take our faces off of it so you guys don't have to suffer through that.
Hey, speak for yourself, man.
I am. I'm definitely speaking for myself.
I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to show up as Chris Jericho yet or not, so we definitely don't want to record it if I do.
I thought it would be pretty cool if we all cosplayed wrestling.
Yeah, We're thinking about it.
True shit, make a great Corey Wilson.
Like goatee.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah. I can come as a suited up Ric Flair.
I got that KO body.
That is true.
So yeah, we will have more on this giant panel coming up.
Giant.
Huge.
So how did we Superstar Showdown, guys? What's our overall feel of it?
Well, I enjoyed it. That's because I won.
What was our favorite part?
Does anybody remember it?
Yeah. a lot of haziness and daziness going on.
I was cutting in and out.
I think everyone dozed a little during the main event. So
did anybody see the entire main event?
Like, I remember most of it, and honestly, it's pretty forgettable.
I have rewatched it. It's... I'm sorry, Taker. It's time.
Oh, he's on Team Trebuchet with this. I love it. Yeah.
That golden retriever needs to be put out to the farm.
Oh, we got an old Yeller fucking reference over
Triple
here.
Triple H looks like $1 million, but he's 49.
Are you happy that DX is back now? Because you loved it.
I am always
highlights of your life. Yeah.
I mean, the shirt looks kind of
weird
now.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting the shirt.
I was bald. I shaved my head for 8 years. Now I have more hair than they do. that's tripping
combined.
Combined, true.
Yeah, I think that I wanted The Undertaker to retire several years in a row because I felt like he was not doing his best work. But objectively, he was still wrestling pretty okay matches. Mm-hmm. They're better than some of the lower parts of the roster. This was not a good. No. This was no, this no, was no, taint. No. I wouldn't consider anything else he's done so far tainting his work. This was definitely well below his par.
Just like when he used to choke slam people, he used to get them so high, and now he just can't. Like I think he struggled choke slamming Shawn Michaels.
It's not even that. He's just gassed in there so quick. Oh yeah. Just it's a matter of cardio.
He's 53 years old.
Mm-hmm. He's just walking down to that ring and he's gashed.
He's not walking at a fast pace.
He did pretty
good. He beat the five-minute line.
Yeah,
we were timing him. Yeah. That's where we went wrong. We figured it out.
We had an over-under.
Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
The only way I'm okay with this DX reunion is if it's to end The Undertaker's character. Just to if they're going to retire The Undertaker, I'm okay with DX coming back. If they're just going to do this, like, 8 more times before, like, it's all said and done, I'm not on board for this. So
we're getting closer to Hall of Fame season. I mean, maybe
you think he's going in this year?
Honestly, I haven't heard of another. Usually about this time of year, we can kind of hear guesses as to who like the headliner is going to be.
Yeah,
never heard anything to that effect. I honestly don't have any really idea that it could be.
Well, we got smacked.
I agree with you that like that doesn't seem like a terrible way. If they were going to end him forever from the Hall of Fame. Fine, whatever, but yeah, I'm not down for too many more Undertaker matches.
No.
I don't want to see Shawn Michaels back. That's not good for him at all. I love Shawn Michaels. Like, he is my favorite superstar.
He has kept himself in shape, though.
Not taking anything away from him. He stayed away this long, and I'm fully bought in that he's retired. Him in another match pisses me off. I would rather see Triple H team with God.
What if?
I would rather see that.
What if?
He's facing the Brothers of Destruction. It would work. It's fine.
What if this was more than a one-off?
This is an no. Well,
I'm just saying. I'm not saying it is. I have no idea. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what it was.
I think it is.
I probably is too. But what if Shawn Michaels is going to come back on a not obviously full time basis? Is realistic.
Yeah.
But like a more John Cena esque schedule. Would you be okay with that?
No. You bring Shawn Michaels in as general manager. I'm more than okay with that.
Oh yeah. You don't want
you bring Shawn Michaels in as a manager. I am more than okay with that. You want Shawn Michaels in there just pushing your merchandise. I am perfectly fine with that. You want him to super kick people? That's fine. I don't want him having a bell-to-bell match ever again.
No.
Well, could this match change your mind? What if...
No, there's...
If Shawn Michaels says...
Unless it's The Undertaker's send-off, this is not...
So no matter how Shawn Michaels performs, you would not change your mind?
Here's
what's going to happen. It's like peeling a Band-Aid or... breaking the seal, as they say when it goes to the bathroom, you've drinking too many. The seal's broken on Sean. He's getting that Saudi Arabia money, which is probably real dope. I can't blame him for taking it.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be like, huh, well, I've already broken the seal, the thing I didn't want to do. So now it doesn't really matter if I do another match.
I think that's what it is. I think the Saudi Arabian fans want to see Sean Michaels. Want to see DX. They've never seen DX live.
And then...
Yeah.
That WrestleMania paycheck, he's gonna be like, "Well, I've already broken the seal. I might as well collect that too."
Yeah,
I don't think he'll be a three times. He might be a two times a year, three times every 2 years.
He may be like what the Undertaker's been.
Yeah, no, barely ever. But when he does, it's gonna mean something.
See, I don't think I can agree with it. If the likelihood of him coming back for at least one more match after the whole DX thing is. Unfortunately, pretty high, but I don't think he's going to do more than like one more match after this DX thing.
Oh, he'll definitely. I'll wager money on it because he's a guy who likes to look at as an art, right?
Mm-hmm. But he knows how much he's been through. He knows why he was put on the shelf, why he got put on the shelf in the first place.
I want to know
how Shawn Michaels' finances are. That's what I want to know. He's pushing merch like crazy. He's going to get this fat paycheck.
That's always the character.
Does he need to do this?
He also works, he's a trainer at the NXT.
Performance Center.
Yeah, he works at an income.
Right.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be involved with wrestling. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he shouldn't get a fat paycheck. But you could put him in Hunter's Corner. You know what I mean?
They did it this time. Did that really make the match that more interesting?
He doesn't need the paycheck.
It's not going to... That didn't take Michaels' legacy to me. I bought into the retirement. WrestleMania is important to me. To this day, it's important to me.
Yeah,
I'm not convinced he doesn't need the money. I don't know one way or the
other. No, that's the thing that looks like to me. It looks like a cash grab.
I'll be honest. I mean, I think Shawn Michaels... I don't know that Shawn Michaels will come back for more to any greater schedule than this. I don't know if he'll wrestle again. He probably will wrestle more than once. I don't think it'll be an extended period of time. That said, I think that of all the one-offs we've seen, whether it's The Undertaker, Triple H, I think the person that has the shot at coming back the most and potentially even entering a title match at some point is Shawn Michaels. Not saying it'll happen, not even saying it's likely, but of anyone that's doing one-offs right now, Shawn Michaels is the most likely to come back in a great match.
Because he could actually...
He could do it, and I think he'll want to do it.
Well, because he's...
He actually, you see, he's staying in shape. He actually was pretty out of shape for a few... about like 2014-15, he wasn't like fat, but he got real skinny. He wasn't working out a lot.
But look,
the fact
arms,
that he got back definitely... in shape for this kind of tells me that it is more than just a one-off.
Well, also he approaches this as an art, right?
I haven't heard him really talk like that.
I hope so, but I don't know. He pushes merch really good. He's definitely like money motivated. No doubt about it, which is not wrong. I'm not mad at him about it. But it's just, I don't know.
Right. Let me get this point
Sorry.
I've been trying for a little bit here. All right. So, on different podcasts, he's talked about it, why he wouldn't come back, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now he's getting so much money. We all know the match at Saudi Arabia is not going to be good. It's going to be nostalgia hand job.
Yep.
Shawn knows that. Everyone knows it's going to be a nostalgia hand job. Because Kane can work still. But Undertaker's kind of down. Triple H can work, but he's not facing Shawn. They're on the same team. So it's going to be kind of meh. He's going to want to come back and do one of those, hey, this gets me excited. This is why I do the things that I do. And there's only so many matches that can be for titles at WrestleMania. Another match, if you want to make a match important, you put that person against Shawn Michaels. Daniel Bryan's facing Miz at WrestleMania, or AJ Styles is facing Miz at WrestleMania. The Leftover faces Shawn Michaels.
You think they're going to put Michaels in with a young guy?
Michaels?
They're going to put Michaels in there with the Undertaker, probably.
No, Michaels, is going to be put in with someone who can go. Because Michaels wants
to work
with someone who can go, because he cares about the art of it.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I can see him doing that.
I'll wager money on it.
I don't know.
I don't want to see any of that.
Do you think Shawn Michaels?
Any of that.
Do you think Shawn Michaels will have a match? Not at a pay per view at like SmackDown or Raw.
No.
That's what I was
looking for. What's stopping him? Shawn Michaels possibly having a Raw.
You can't just throw him in a tag.
It's not rumored or anything. I'm just saying.
No, but do you think it'll happen?
Yeah.
I think everyone could.
They're probably going to.
I thought
they
so
may have like a warm up match before the
Saudi
Arabia.
I don't think it's likely, but it's definitely not impossible.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Well, I don't think it'll be a match. It'll be a super kick fest where he just takes a bunch of guys out. I don't think it's going to be an actual match.
Somebody
gets in his face, pisses him off. Okay.
So, fun fact though, this Saudi Arabia thing may not even happen, is a rumor going around.
There's a rumor going around, but I think it's going to happen still.
You were telling me this earlier. Go ahead. Lay it on us, champ.
I didn't hear that rumor.
So, if you follow the global news, there is a former, there's a journalist out of Turkey that's a Saudi Arabian citizen. That's very critical of Saudi Arabia, and he's been like that for like a decade or so now. And the Saudi government hates him. And he had to go to marry this girl that he met in Turkey as a Turkish citizen. He had to go to the consulate, Saudi Arabia in Turkey, to get the approval to get the wedding going. He went in and then never came out. And more things are coming out to prove that they just fucking assassinated the guy when he was in there. So now there's pressure on our government. Like, you were saying that someone, I don't know who it was in particular.
So I had heard, if I read the story correctly, Lindsey Graham was saying he was encouraging Donald Trump to speak to one of the members of his cabinet, Linda McMahon, to tell Vince McMahon not to go to Saudi Arabia. Because
there are a lot of businesses right now that are pulling all their business. CNN dropped out of a summit. I've heard a lot of tech companies are canceling contracts over it because they pretty much just, put a hit on a guy.
There's a lot of activists on social media saying that WWE specifically needs to not go.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically all kinds of funds should be cut from Saudi Arabia. That, hey, we gave him this shot to kind of be this not a third world tyranny regime. And, they fucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
It seems unlikely that WWE won't go. But my guess is that due to that, the coverage, maybe they may either do things differently or talk about it differently.
Yep.
I find it hard to believe that it will be not unchanged. Also, they weren't sure if... Sammy's out, so the odds of him ever being there were low.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed there the first time.
I heard he chose not to go.
I had heard he chose not to go, but they were concerned about him going as vocal as he is about that issue.
Yeah, they're like, if he chooses to go, it's probably for ill reasons. Yeah.
I'm wondering if... Because other wrestlers have been talking about now, if anyone's going to talk themselves into not going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shot off at the mouth about Saudi Arabia online. Maybe we don't want you to go. Either the government doesn't want you there or it's not safe.
They're kind of killing people for doing that these days.
Corey Graves had a comment after the last one about, something to the effect of, not letting women wrestle and, like, who the real winners are, like, in the world. That I wonder if they'll be comfortable with him going around, especially considering the temperature of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be tenuous. So.
Apparently, just look this up, according to Wrestling Observer Brian Alvarez, there's talk that a lot of the roster doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
That's another concern, too, is maybe Vince isn't the one that says, mm-hmm. we're not going, but the guys are going, we're not fucking going.
So, hypothetically, if this doesn't happen, are we cool with seeing these Undertaker, Kane, DX match at, like, Survivor Series?
They're thinking they'll probably actually do is find another place for the event.
Yeah, they could do it in different part. They wouldn't do it in America, I don't think. They do it somewhere else in the world. To try and get a big pull.
Back to Australia.
Back to Australia.
5 a.m. I guess they
could do it in
America.
I would assume they would do that. They may want
another venue.
Yeah.
Greenwich, Connecticut. Yeah. Here we come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Empty arena match.
Yeah, they're not even going to the same city they went to last time in Saudi Arabia. They're going to the capital, which is not as... of a free city. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
it's a small arena.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't even know if they're selling tickets in a certain... Like, I think these are more, like, VIP
Yeah, like, it's
events.
More... Like, it wasn't the floor last time, but for, like, the whole place.
Yeah.
The other thing is,
so, they're doing, like, the Brothers of Destruction versus DX there.
Yeah.
Apparently, they haven't had current WWE there. A lot of the WWE that country has seen is not recent.
I read something that
said they're several years behind on the product, so they...
Like, that makes sense that they
want
to put the Undertaker
up
there.
No more nostalgia acts, or even, like, the Shield will probably be pretty heavily...
Did they just start it at the beginning of the PG era? They're like, here we go.
I don't fully understand how it works. Yeah. I imagine there's a lot of editing has had to be done.
Oh, I'm
so
sure.
They're not getting
the Attitude Era.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That would also explain why everyone that's qualified so far for that Battle Royal is all older.
No, it's a tournament.
Yeah, they're doing it. It's like a King of the Ring.
It's gonna be fun. That's
we've got John,
Jeff Hardy,
John Cena, Jeff Hardy,
The Big Show.
No, well, Randy Orton beat
Randy Orton. I didn't see SmackDown.
I want to talk about
SmackDown anyways.
That's a really great
point.
I tried and fell asleep. Older wrestlers.
I was straight up in shock when I found out the women's match was the first thing on SmackDown. Why is this first?
That was a great.
Why is this first?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, Charlotte.
I'm going to watch
the fuck out of that.
I did see that. That's the last thing I saw. And I didn't care about SmackDown.
You dozed off.
I thought that was a main event. I'm sorry.
And you're like, what?
And, that makes me question if when Mysterio has his match at SmackDown 1000 this week for
disqualifying. Is he Shinsuke? Is that right?
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's gonna be Rey. Based on the pattern now,
yeah,
I think.
But yeah,
sure.
Yeah, based on that pattern, if Shinsuke is gonna win, or not Shinsuke, but Mysterio is gonna win match. Too.
Yeah. I think the reason they put that women's match first was just so they could have the screen broken the whole rest of the show. People tuning in later, like, why the fuck is the screen broken?
It was a great opener, though.
Yeah, it was a good opening.
Like 25, 30 minutes.
I know, like I said, I thought that was the main event.
Well, it's nice to, like, switch up the show format and, like, start off the show with a hot match.
Get buzz going for people who are watching it live, yeah.
Those two killed it.
Okay, I'll give you my opinion when I see what the actual main event of SmackDown was. But I bet you I won't think it was better than this. That's just based on my assumptions. But I did see Raw. I did see Raw, and that there.
Yeah.
Ratings over the past 2 weeks have been very poor.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Mustache. Oh, win the belt. Can't check the ratings.
Yeah. You check your ratings. We can start going through Raw, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit me.
Go ahead, yeah.
What do we have on there?
Opened up with Triple H coming out to the ring, and then calling Shawn Michaels out to join
him. Yeah, the DX reunion. We talked about that.
The DX reunion.
Yep.
Then...
Boo.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Yeah, then they rip their shirts off, show the new DX merch.
I want one of those shirts, but I'm still not happy about it.
I know.
call me what you will, but...
The shirts are pretty cool.
And then we had Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens with Leo Rush, the hype man.
Leo Rush is so good for Bobby Lashley.
He's 23-year-old gold.
Leo Rush kills it.
Isn't it 23-year-old piece of gold?
Is it piece of gold? I've heard him say
more like annoying piece of shh.
What is your problem?
They hate Leo Rush.
Well, he's so good.
But it was really obnoxious. And he kept saying the same line over and again. Getting more material.
But at least he's providing...
Oh, my Lord.
At least he's helping provide more of a character.
Have you heard my stand-up? That's all I got. Leo Rush is amazing.
He helped cheer on the hurting of a heroic bearded Canadian, and I am not for it.
Well, that heroic bearded Canadian's got about 7 or 8 months on the shelf here pretty quick.
4 to 8, depending.
I kept reading 7 to 8.
Are we talking about Kevin Owens?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, what are we implying? I'm like, Bobby Lashley's not Canadian? When did he get a beard? Oh, is that the throwback SmackDown uniform?
Yeah, those were cool.
Yeah. Did they use the throwback SmackDown intro? Are they going to?
They have to have the fist.
No,
they have to have the fist.
Yeah, I want the fist.
I've heard
well.
Speculation that that's going to happen, but I
we'll
don't
see.
Know anything for sure.
We'll see.
I'm afraid to Google fist or not.
like you haven't.
I've seen your suggested Facebook ads.
But no, I think Leo Rush is amazing. He's great for Lashley.
I think Lashley's gonna be a great heel.
Yeah,
with
he went like a officially heel.
Was it?
He destroyed Kevin Owens' knee like repeatedly.
Kevin Owens put Lashley over,
and they go to Chicago, so the crowd would already like Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
I wonder if
we're
going to see a face turn for Kevin Owens.
He's going to be on the shelf for a while.
No, so when he comes back from injury, just have Kevin Owens be the anti-authority.
He could be the new age Stone Cold.
Yeah. He could be such a mega baby face.
He will never do it.
It's not
going to
happen. He's more like Triple H, man. He's going to be a heel for life.
Man, speaking of turns,
Triple H wasn't a heel for life.
For most of it. Most of his later, after his DX stuff, he was like pretty much healing.
I had to suffer through SmackDown babyface Triple H. Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's not good.
Don't make him do that.
I mean, speaking of
you
turns,
want that to happen
though,
to Kevin Owens? I don't.
Yeah, 2001 to 2002 Triple H, early 2002
there
Triple H
going.
Was not
yeah,
leaving the right home.
There's no focus.
we're bouncing.
Everyone ready for the next match now?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to do a nice, neat segue.
There ain't nothing neat or segue about this fucking podcast.
Anyway. Riot Squad versus Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins.
Something that we all knew was going to
happen. Hashtag fucking called it.
I'm exactly. So mad the Riot Squad lost to start off. Like, before we get off tangent here, we need to
that's what you're fucking...
I know, I'm very out of character, but I'm fucking furious about it. The Riot Squad is so good, and this match was decent. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was pretty decent, yeah.
But the Bellas turning on Ronda, that was terrible. That was terrible.
I mean, everyone knew it was going to happen.
I don't know. Just it looked bad. It looked bad, and that made me sad.
What is
and that rhymed, so it has to be true.
What has Nikki Bella done during that fucking title shot?
Wrestles better than Brie.
Well, true. Yep,
it's yep. Not hard.
The best wrestling star of Total Bellas.
Oh, shots fired. Take that, Daniel Bryan.
Chris Hill tells John Cena, get forced.
He's not wrong. Cena's a terrible wrestler. We all know about the sixth move of doom, right,
oh,
Robert?
Oh, my God. Cena can fuck that move. That's so stupid.
You don't like Leo Rush, but you like John Cena? Who is this guy? Who invited him?
John Cena's the truth.
No, our truth is the truth, and then our truth TV. Is the truth
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, our truth is yeah. Our truth.
See what I did there? See what I did there? All right, what happened? Or do we have anything to discuss about Ronda and Nikki?
I hate Nikki Bella in that position.
Is this going to be the main event of Evolution?
No. Yes.
As Ryan told me like 70 times last night while we were drinking.
I said it wasn't going to be the main event.
Oh, no, you didn't say it was the main event, but you brought up that it was going to be a match.
I sincerely hope Becky and Charlotte will be the main event, but because it's Ronda Rousey, she'll be the main event.
Yeah, I really hope it's that. I really hope...
Like
you're
it or
right.
not.
I'm hoping Becky and Charlotte are the main event.
They so deserve it. I think
is there anybody at this table that thinks that Becky and Charlotte shouldn't be the main event?
I don't think they should be. I'm sorry. I think they should be. I don't think they will be.
I think that's the opinion of everybody at this table, actually. Like, we think they should be, but they're not going to be.
Exactly. But I think Nikki will make a good heel for Ronda.
I disagree totally.
Nikki will do the power moves
and kill her.
They'll do twin magic shit. And... it will get the crowd cheering for Ronda. And then as soon as Ronda gets her moment of arm-barring the hell out of Nikki, the crowd's going
to
love it.
I mean, you already saw... I think they preluded to it on Raw with her arm-barring two members of the Riot Squad. She's going to arm-bar Nikki and Brie.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be great. And we'll all mark out and it'll for...
Honestly, if they were going to arm-bar Nikki and Brie, I feel like wasting that spot on the Riot Squad would have been a booking mistake then. You already showed them what the move looked like. Should save that.
Yeah, but in the moment on a pay-per-view, people will freak out.
Right. Sure, no, I'm not saying it won't be a big deal. I'm saying that, I guess if I was booking it, I would save that move specifically for them and not waste it on the Riot Squad.
I mean, there's already been a whole podcast where we found out you should definitely be booking these shows.
That's fair.
We continue to prove that.
I, however, don't think Nikki will make a good opponent for Ronda. I think Nikki...
make a good opponent for Ronda?
No, I don't think it'll be a good match.
I don't think she's going to be good in any way.
But I think it'll be a good storyline opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki... the reason why you don't think she's going to be a good opponent is why she's a good opponent.
No, I like Nikki more than Brie.
I don't like Nikki.
If this was Brie, I'd be throwing the world's biggest fit right now.
Yeah,
I definitely like Nikki
more.
Brie is rusty as fuck.
Nikki's a natural heel.
I never cared much.
And she'll work with it.
I never cared much for her promo work. Like, I don't think she can put this feud over. I think...
You should have been aborted?
I mean...
She said that to her sister, right?
Yep.
She said that to her sister.
I mean, you can give her like real mean lines to say, but I don't think she sells this feud in the ring or outside the ring. I think you're correct that Nikki will get heat because people don't like her. That's fair, but there are other people that could do much better. I also don't think Nikki's going to put on a good match. I'm not convinced she's going to put on a safe match, and I think this is a setback for Ronda, not a push forward.
Yep,
I think
it's going
to
be a
split. It's also kind of a spit in the face to the women's division. Because you can talk, you say as much as you want about the Bellas being kind of the thing that bridged over to current women's wrestling. Talk about her being the longest champion. The women's division has gotten so much better since her. Mm-hmm. She has not improved. Instead, she went and did a reality show. Now we're going to have one of the worst women's wrestlers on the roster because she wasn't there to get better with it in the main event. Because
and she's gonna get her ass kicked by Ronda Rousey.
It's gonna be a squash match.
It's gonna it works.
I don't.
The storyline's gonna work. I bet.
This is happening like it or not, guys. This is great for the reality show. We're gonna get Ronda Rousey on either Total Bellas or Total Divas.
Both.
People are gonna watch the fuck out of that. Mm-hmm. People are gonna buy this pay per view because Ronda Rousey's on it.
I think it's
like it or not.
And you need to.
Is it good for the wrestling? Absolutely not. We all know.
I don't think it's gonna sell tickets. I don't think anybody that's gonna watch this pay per view was gonna watch it without Ron and Nikki. Anybody, we may have picked up a few more if it had a decent women's
championship. I think you may get a couple of new takers because Ronda Rousey's finally the headliner.
Ronda Rousey was going to get those people regardless. If people are watching to watch Ronda Rousey, they don't care that Nikki Bella's in the match. They may care if someone else was in the match.
I don't know. The Charlotte Becky fans are going to watch no matter where this is on the card. Yeah. That's the thing. You're getting those fans no matter what.
I think it'll give Ronda experience, and you want to save those awesome Ronda matches for Royal Rumbles, WrestleManias.
For anything but the first ever women's only pay-per-view. You wouldn't want a good Ronda Rousey match.
I'm still saying we're going to get Charlotte and Ronda WrestleMania.
With the clapback.
Let's bookmark this here. Unless you have, you can have one more thing if you got something good.
Just, I think personally, a good opponent for Ronda, should be Ember Moon, actually. If they would ever do something.
I've not seen enough of her work.
I'd take that over this.
All right.
She does good work.
Bookmark that. When Women's Evolution, that gets closer, we will definitely be discussing that more and more heavily. Hopefully, we will put you two further apart so we don't kill each other.
Quick, climb over the table.
We're going to get Dr. Shelby in here and make you two hug it out.
It's a big hug, him and I.
Next match was they brought a mixed match challenge match.
Yeah, that was weird.
For Bayley and Finn Balor versus Jinder and Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
Shanti.
I will not Shanti, says Alicia Fox.
Has anybody watched the mixed match stuff?
No.
I'm going to. I have not.
On Raw, they haven't been shoving it as hard this time. I haven't been pushing it as hard. Probably just to make people want to know what's happening.
I started watching. I'm on week 3.
Yeah, and I'm assuming nothing that's happening on there is affecting anything you're seeing on Raw or SmackDown.
No, at all.
I
mean,
because it didn't last time, I don't expect it to.
I mean, one of the teams is Braun Strowman and Ember Moon.
Well, it was supposed to be Team Alexa, little big,
but is what I heard.
Yeah, she's been.
Yeah, she messed your arm up.
She's doing the Little Miss Bliss promos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or Moment of Bliss, excuse me. She's going to kick my ass.
Speaking of Alexa Bliss.
I'm going to let her.
Speaking of Alexa Bliss, have we discussed how they went from Alexa, Trish, it's Alexa and Mickey versus
Lita and Trish,
where it was two singles?
I don't know which made me madder.
I think it's a better move.
I agree.
I don't know what made me madder, the Lita-Trish reunion or the DX reunion. That is where I was at Raw. I was just fucking mad through the whole thing. And then the main event.
What made you mad about Lita and Trish?
I know Lita's not, cleared, and I don't want to see her get hurt in there, and when's the last time they wrestled, man? Women's Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Don't want to see it. I like their legacy for what it is. You know what I mean?
True.
I'm wondering if, because we talked about how Lita isn't in great shape with her, I think it's her neck or something.
It's definitely her neck.
Yeah, her neck is jacked.
I'm wondering if she hasn't been doing well in training, I see it's one of two things. Either they want more room on the card for other matches, so they made a tag match, or they're afraid she can't work the whole match.
Well, she went up for and threatened the moonsault, and I was fucking nervous as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm holding my breath. I know Vince McMahon in the back is holding his fucking breath.
Maybe they're still, part of it's still, they're trying to protect Alexa still so they can get her off the shelf faster, officially.
I heard one rumor was that it was always going to be a tag match.
No, I heard that too.
No, that's
they were just like, well, we need to fill up some story time, so we'll divide this up for a little bit, and then bring it, because then that protects all the wrestlers, because Alexa's hurt, so she needs someone to do most of the heavy lifting. Mickey can work.
I have no problem with Mickey being on this card.
And then Lita needs someone to cover her tracks, because we saw her at Royal Rumble. She was trying, and I love her.
But this isn't about try.
She's still rusty.
Professional wrestling.
She's too rusty.
It needs to look professional, and it doesn't when Lita gets in there, or The Undertaker gets in there, or Shawn Michaels. No, I'm just kidding.
And Trish can cover up a lot of Lita's.
I think I just made myself a super.
Yeah,
Trish.
I mean,
so I think it's good.
I mean, and Trish and Mickey have all the chemistry in the world.
Those two will do most of the work in that.
That's fair. That's probably what's going to happen.
I still don't actually know how hurt Alexa is, because when I had read she was injured, no one was quite sure if it was kayfabe or not. And I'm honestly still not positive.
They didn't mention it on Raw at all.
Yeah, I'm not for sure.
They're not leaning into it if she is hurt.
No, that's fair.
They're trying to show something else. They're look over here. But no, and then Jinder gets speared through a wall, and then you're like, I looked over there. Damn it, they got me.
I do think Lita coming back, I probably agree with that decision the least, just because the stuff she did in the Women's Royal Rumble wasn't good. We know she's not in great shape. I'm going to give Sasha Banks some stuff. She had a lot of interactions with Lita in that Women's Royal Rumble that were all... The one shot of... I forget which one was throwing the kicks, but they were nowhere even remotely close, and the other was selling it like they were bullets.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't like Sasha Banks. That's well known. but the stuff Lita did in the Women's Rumble was not good. Nor is it something you want to see her get hurt in, especially for a one-off.
I don't want to see that. No, I. But that's just me.
If she can be healthy, and if she can do one or two spots and do a senton at Evolution, I think if anyone deserves to have a match, even if she's not doing much work, Lita deserves to have a match at Evolution.
Why?
I'm not saying
I know what she's done in the past, but what has she done lately?
No, that's my argument is why does she deserve? Why does anyone deserve a spot on a current card?
On this show are always talking about pushing new NXT talent. We're talking about the Mae Young Classic.
Totally agree.
Why are we dusting these fossils off?
Because it's the first women's pay-per-view.
They shouldn't be on the second women's pay-per-view at all.
Just for everybody else is talking, but we
recap, you know.
Lita, now, how she was when she first came on, would fit in perfectly now.
Why don't you make Lita commentate it?
I agree.
Lita's a commentator.
I agree that Lita fits. But the same point is for Trish, the same point is for Lita, same point with Nikki, same point with Triple H. They deserve a spot on the card. Why? They're not currently
involved. They're clinging to their spot that they don't deserve.
They deserve a spot in the Hall of Fame. They deserve a spot in the Hall of Fame. They do not deserve a spot in a match on a card where current talent who deserves to be used is not.
Does Peyton Manning deserve to be in the Super Bowl this year?
I'm not saying they deserve to be in a match.
No.
But the whole premise of all this is...
When the daughter you have 8 years from now grows up 10 more years and starts watching all the women's pay-per-views in a row, she's going to start there, and she needs to know about the history that built up to it.
Well,
she has a WWE Network subscription for that.
It's fine. And she will.
Yeah. For life.
WWE's pay-per-views have always been a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not every card, or not every match on a card, is built to be a 5-star show stealer.
Right.
Why?
Just how it is.
No,
it
but
is.
Why? Why not?
Because that's not how cards are built.
I mean, look, the point is...
There's
like,
high points and low
there's
points.
There's popcorn matches.
They have space fillers. They have nostalgia.
There's booking of Bobby Roode.
Hey, Trin.
Do you think either of those guys...
I like Jinder Mahal.
Why put him on the card?
What?
Why put him on the card?
He puts on good matches.
5-star matches?
Yeah, sometimes.
Jinder Mahal?
Yeah, I like Jinder Mahal in the ring. Jinder Mahal has put everybody on the roster over. Everybody.
I don't agree with the prospect that every match needs to be a 5-star match. I think that I agree with the prospect that every match should be leading somewhere.
Yeah.
And this seems like a match just for the sake of it. And I think that's great for non-televised events that don't need to tell a story. I think this needs to tell a story. I think there's a spot for Lita and Trish at that show. I don't think it's in a match.
I think we get the senton. Everyone cheers, and we're all happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will not be happy about it.
I would agree with Chad's point more if there wasn't another pay-per-view 5 days later. Well, there's too much story going on right now.
Well, there's another pay-per-view 5 days later that they can't be on.
I understand that, but yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of story going on right now. Like we just wrapped up one. I guess Survivor Series coming out. They're probably going to start previewing that before this even starts.
Kind of like the Cena Undertaker thing that happened at WrestleMania.
That shouldn't have happened either.
Shouldn't have happened.
No, I hated it.
But there, you can agree that there's probably a lot of people who enjoyed, especially a lot of people there, who enjoyed seeing Undertaker come out,
oh, yeah.
do a chokeslam, do the hits, pile driver, pin Cena 1-2-3, mm-hmm. and they were like, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that make for people that saw it, people saw it live probably agree. Anyone that didn't see it live disagrees.
Some people even on TV, you know, nostalgia itch. Like, not everyone, not... Mm-hmm. Us at the table.
I
would have been okay with all that except for the bell part.
I mean,
like,
look,
I didn't want to see a match. Like right. you want to see the Undertaker's entrance. You want to see him chokeslam somebody. You want to see like all the pomp and circumstance. That's fine. Don't make it a match. I mean, like, he's not going to fight for the championship ever again.
Look, this whole thing boils down to that one word that keeps being thrown around, nostalgia. And nostalgia leads to just big money coming in. And that's all it's about.
Do you know what else? Unfortunately. Do you know what else nostalgia leads to?
Well, and it's respecting your past.
I don't think there's need for that.
I respect my past, but my past was good because things were new and they were giving guys that didn't get a push a push. It wasn't because these old guys were hanging around all the time.
It would be another thing altogether if we were making great stars, but when one of the biggest complaints is we're not making stars, we put the nostalgia X out there. You ask what the cost of nostalgia is that the people are watching these pay-per-views. However, in the area of the WWE Network, we don't need pay-per-view buys the way we did. Yeah. Also, nostalgia X are also costing us our ratings because we're hyping Triple H, Undertaker. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. This particular time they were. But take another, you know, nostalgia act where the parts involved aren't even on Raw.
Yeah.
So we're taking time from Raw with just pushing a thing that doesn't really make a lot of sense in story, and our ratings are dying because of it. Nostalgia is killing our ratings because you're not going to have those nostalgia acts every night, and you're appealing to the nostalgic audience, not the future audience, if you will. Yeah. And they're the ones turning into your Raws and SmackDowns. I think overall it's going to catch up with the company.
I was talking about that, though, in the context of Lita.
Yeah.
That's
like, first women's pay-per-view, I think it's appropriate.
Right.
To have her.
I understand it.
I'm just
not happy about it.
I'm not saying. I want to see her fly off that top rope, and I'll be like, and when she
please don't break your neck,
puts her hands up like this, whatever.
Yeah,
I'll be like, hell yeah, it's freaking Lita.
Well, it's like a few years ago at WrestleMania when he had Hogan, The Rock, and Stone Cold in the ring.
You thought he was in the Silver Dome?
And he had that.
Yeah. Senile moments? That's, you know, I don't like that.
Was kinda, that was like an iconic moment where he had those three icons in the ring and they did the beer bash or whatever. That's the kind of spot that Lita.
I love that. That's where I think nostalgia fits. Yeah, I love that stuff. I would agree
with not that. And even if they take out a couple people, The Rock, Stone Cold, and Hogan didn't take out anybody. It was just a feel-good, you know, slapping high fives and all that. But if even if Lita and Trish took people out, just, you know, somebody came down to...
That's fine.
That'd be fine, but a match... Ugh.
At that point,
I think that's exactly where I'm at. The future,
it might be a different story.
Right.
It's fair.
My argument is against, not if this was a one-time deal where WWE is pushing that kind of act, I go, cool. It seems like WWE is really leaning into that nostalgia match thing, and I think it's I think it's a big contributor Raws and SmackDown.
But they kind of always done that.
I would say that's become a bigger issue.
Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Rock returns.
I mean, Brock Lesnar wasn't a nostalgia act. Brock Lesnar was a Universal champ for over a year.
Right.
Yeah, but they milked
and he was a UFC a champion. Like he was an actual athlete. You know what I mean?
Well, Rock, they were, Rock,
they
Rock
both became bigger superstars than they were when they were in the
Brock
past.
Could put out a good match when he cared, though. That's
sure.
True.
Right.
Yeah. They were bigger superstars than when they left. Is The Undertaker bigger now than he ever was?
No. I thought Rock Undertaker should have stopped after the
Street
Shawn Michaels match. The Triple H match.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great, too.
Sure.
The CM Punk one was really good.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
But
I enjoyed it.
My point is, I think they're leaning into the nostalgia acts too hard. And it'll be how many pay-per-views in a row we're having nostalgia.
I think we wouldn't even be having a discussion. I think we would let Ryan say what he wants to say about Lita. And we'd probably be like, yeah, whatever. If it wasn't like every other event is all.
For sure, no. This is even Brock Lesnar.
When he first came in, he could do everything. No, it's suplexes and F5s, and that's it.
He doesn't need to do. He was the UFC champion. Like he's an athlete.
Putting on exciting match.
Legitimate badass.
His spot on the roster is fantastic. Ratings went up when he was on Raw. He wasn't on that often, but when he was, they went up. The events did good ratings, and I think that to talk about Brock's wrestling isn't a fair critique, because I think there's an absolute need for what he brought.
I personally like Brock's work after he came back from the UFC more than him in the past.
Agree 100%.
I totally do. Him destroying Cena at SummerSlam is one of my favorite SummerSlam matches of all time.
Oh, yeah. But it took a while to get to that.
Right. Yes, so that's, but I believe
Triple H
it.
Triple H viewed.
Yeah. But it works, because he can still go in the ring. He can still get it done.
Yeah.
The Rock could still go in the ring. Like,
well, just like with Lita, with, like, Trish can still go, because she has a more...
Trish can go. I have no problem with Trish
being in there. She has a more ground-based attack.
I signed off on Trish when I saw her in the Rumble. I'm like, that's fine, whatever.
She also, I think, doesn't she...
She's a fitness trainer.
She's a fitness trainer in Canada.
She's probably still in peak condition. And, like, I think I could... Deep behind a Trish thing. Again, I'd probably have the nostalgia bitch, but I go, it's probably going to be more good than harm. Yes. I don't feel that way about Lita.
Lita's an aerial attack, and at her, I don't know exactly how old she is, but at some point...
Age isn't even so important. She's just not in good shape. Her body's all busted.
Not regularly working out.
Yeah, I'm okay with Trish being in the ring, but I'm still not okay if they want to make Trish the women's champion. I would not be okay with that.
Would you be cool with Trish?
No.
Full-time Trish? No?
No.
No?
Okay.
No.
I just would love to see Trish full-time on TV.
Like, on TV, yes, but like...
It would depend on the booking, because you can make anything work. Like that Jerry Lawler storyline against The Miz on the way to Miz's Cena match. People were getting behind Jerry Lawler, and he had a freaking TLC match.
That's fair, yeah.
That was a real on-TV storyline that felt like it had...
That was a good feud. Mm-hmm. People were hot for it. Should a Lawler have won the belt? Probably not.
No.
But if he did, people would have been like, all right, guy deserves the belt.
I held the same position then that I hold now. I was like, if Lawler wins his title, it's worse than Arquette. Like, I was like, I was up in arms. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. Tweet at Trebuchet, LOL.
But yeah, I think we're definitely at a crossroads where fans, more in general, more than ever, are more aware of up-and-coming talent, and they're still trying to pull nostalgia flares at left and right.
And that's Vince.
Yeah. Well, that card has a ton of up-and-coming talent.
It does, yeah.
It is chock full.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the card? What's the card currently look like?
Yeah, go ahead. You told me eight times since last night. How we did it again?
Was I that drunk?
Yeah, you were telling me the same stuff over and over again.
Damn, way to call him out on the air.
Ooh,
jeez.
Supposed to be behind the paywall.
We're sorry.
Free trial.
Free trial. Right there. Last week was our free trial.
No. What are we talking about? Super Showdown.
No. The Evolution. What was the
Evolution.
What's the card?
So we're gonna have the UK.
We got the end of the Mae Young class.
Current card.
By the way, there's spoilers in this card.
Spoilers in this card. So I don't know if we're gonna.
Don't read end of Mae Young classic. I don't need to know who's in it.
Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm. First Trish ever last woman standing match.
Yep.
Okay.
Trish Stratus and Lita, Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, Kairi Sane against Shayna Baszler.
Mm-hmm. Up and coming.
Yep.
Rhea Shipley versus. Isla Dawn?
Isla Dawn.
For the NXT UK Women's Championship.
Yep. Up
and then the Mae Young Classic Final.
Okay. So you've got three. Who are you calling your third one?
The Mae Young Classic, the NXT UK, and the NXT.
Sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me. I think that giving...
That's half the card.
Is Bailey on the card?
You
see, that's what I'm saying, they're pulling nostalgia, they're neglecting...
You're benching Bailey, that's the thing, the spotlight should be.
And there's going to be a Royal... They already announced that there's going to be a Royal Rumble on there, too.
So they're getting the Battle Royale treatment. Why couldn't Trish and Lita be in the Battle Royale, then?
But that seems, the Battle Royale...
That seems... I would have liked that.
See, that's fine with me. Nostalgia can go in
the Battle Royale. Can have some up-and-comers, too.
I 100% agree with that.
They're going to get 20 seconds of ring time doesn't do it for me.
If it's half the card is up and coming.
I don't think they deserve it.
We can agree to disagree here. What else happened on Raw here, Robert?
Let's bookmark this, because
we were expecting, and we didn't get it.
We make it the announcement at Evolution.
That'd be pretty dope.
I see that happening.
Let's just get some more current top talent wrestling in this damn thing.
After that long topic, we could spend all night on that, I swear. Back to Raw, everybody.
It's going to be a 4 or 5 hour show.
Baron Corbin came out, announced he was going to have a battle royal for the next entry into the...
Oh, yeah. The
next entry into the Crown Jewel tournament.
Yeah. It was like a global challenge.
Yeah, exactly. A global challenge. And he was like, and then I'm putting myself in for...
America, yeah.
Yeah, for America.
He's from Kansas City. That's in America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like it or not.
That checks out.
Like, and then... And he lost.
Yeah, he lost to the gold-clad conquistador.
The conquistador does it again! Is it Edge? Is it Christian? No, it's not.
It was Kurt Angle,
Kurt
everybody.
Freaking Angle!
The other member of Team R-E-C-K.
I fucking loved it so much. This was my favorite part of Raw, I think.
Yep. It gets better.
Who's a local wrestler in that? Aaron Ryan was the dude in the singlet.
Okay.
I don't know if they announced him as there, but he's a local wrestler.
Okay. I'm like, okay. No, they gave him each crazy name from like
they
a certain
gave
location.
Them all, like, they're from these countries.
From Poland. The conquistador was from Spain.
Yeah. The dude, there's a dude with a tattoo, like in a singlet, arm tattoo, and he's a local dude. I've met him before.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. That was fun. That was just really fun. I like Baron Corbin and everything he's doing. He's doing a great job. You were hinting that we may be getting a Survivor Series match between Team Corbin, Team Angle, maybe?
I could very easily see that happening.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I would like that. I think that would be a good Survivor Series match. Winner gets control of Raw.
Exactly.
Yes.
That'd
be the perfect stake for that match, too.
And finally, Balor gets in the main event. Friggin'.
Yeah. One day. And then we had the women's match of the night.
It was one day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so funny.
Not today. That was good.
We don't talk about that, okay?
It was a good day.
It's too sad.
It was a good day.
It was too sad. But then we had, speaking of Ember Moon, actually, we had Ember Moon versus Nia Jax for the other women's match on Raw.
Did Nia win this? By countout or something?
Ember won by countout.
Ember won by countout. I'm like, I knew there was a countout on Raw.
Yep. Let's see. Ember hit a suicide dive on Nia, and Nia charged at Ember, and she moved out of the way, so she ended up crashing into the ring apron, and then Ember rolled back into the ring by the 10 count, and so she won.
Yep.
Are Nia or Ember booked for Evolution yet, other than the Battle Royale?
No, not that I'm aware of.
He just read the card.
Yeah. Okay. So something could change this week, but the way that match ended, I doubt it because they had like an intense stare down, which turned into them hugging and walking away.
Sure. They did hug it out. They hugged it out.
It was a
Chad's
stare
all like,
down,
there's no hugs in wrestling. And Ryan's all like, what about Bayley?
And then this match, which I didn't get to see because
we're Bayley buddies.
I watched the Hulu version. Bobby Roode and Chad Gable versus The Ascension.
Bobby Roode's still
trying
to be around.
All you need to say for that is that match happened.
It occurred.
Yep.
Who got it?
Bobby Roode and Chad Gable won, apparently.
Well, Connor.
Gable, like, tagged himself in, and Roode was not happy about it, and then they got fucking rolled over by AOP.
Yeah, I was going to say, Payne dropped Roode and Gable.
I am currently making AOP my favorite tag team on Raw. Like,
wow, that's a stark.
Rockstar Spud. After, this is terrible. I'm sold on it. They're the best, but, like, the bar wasn't very high.
That's a stark change for you.
Yeah, no, I'm sold on it. They're my guys.
Yeah, AOP puts in pretty good work.
I'm okay.
Wait until you see them in War Games.
My favorite Raw team still gets no love.
Man. Who's that? Breeze Dango?
You won't like it. Well, if they were around...
I like Breeze Dango. I was not joking. I know that.
The Revival.
Oh, I hate the fucking Revival.
They've jobbed the Revival out so bad, I don't know if they can recover.
And they had that hell of a match with Ziggler and McIntyre. So good.
Wait, who?
No, I don't recall that at all.
Speaking of Ziggler,
Dolph,
McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler. That was the main event of Raw.
Y'all were trying. Wait,
I wasn't actually.
No, I was just bringing up the main event of Raw. But okay,
whatever. The
Shield versus the Dogs of War.
That's not covered Raw. Are we done?
You mean?
No, main event: Shield versus Dogs of War.
Did anybody like this?
It happened.
It happened.
I've
been called a hater on many occasions. Did anybody like them being in the main event? Was this a good?
I didn't see it.
No, I didn't.
I didn't hate it,
but I didn't.
McIntyre won with the Claymore. That was it.
The Shield need a team that's fun to face against.
Shield versus New Day, I would love that. I would love that. They had that match. I'd love to see it again.
And or, at this point, they keep overdoing. The thing with the what they're doing with the Shield now is they keep overdoing. Will Ambrose turn on the Shield or not?
Or Shields versus the Wyatts.
No, they're doing that with the Dogs of War. Oh, Ziggler's the weak link. Oh, you guys better start pulling your way. Yeah,
Dogs of War is a stupid name and it's a boring fucking stable.
It's a stupid angle. This whole thing is so stupid.
Honestly,
thank you.
So here's the mercy. Yeah. Have you guys enjoyed my hot take so far? Here's another. I'm tired of the Shield already. I think that's worth course.
So we can argue you next?
Yes, here we go.
For shame.
Okay. I think the Shield is great.
Shield's I am kind of at the point where I'm like, okay, what more can they do with
the them? Shield is great. The booking of the Shield
is horrible.
It's fucking garbage.
The issue is that there's no 3-man tag titles.
No.
There's not a whole lot for them to do
there's
as
not,
a team.
But the New Day is a 3-man tag team where they use the Freebird.
Sure.
But the Shield has the Universal Championship, yes. The Intercontinental Championship.
Mm-hmm. I want to see.
I think Dean's going to win the Cruiserweight Championship
if
pretty
gonna
soon.
Set,
like,
if they're going to set the
Shield, all the gold.
They're going to set the Shield up like the Horsemen. Great. But
I don't feel like they wrestle.
There's two.
The same.
They don't have the Horsemen feel. No. And it's just, it's a whole different, that doesn't work.
But
right
the Shield.
Well, it's a different era.
There's this weird thing where the Shield is only the Shield when they're standing next to each other. The Horsemen were the Horsemen no matter, alone, together, they were always the Horsemen. I feel like for the Shield to be looked at as the Shield and they get over the Shield, they need to be standing in the same room with the vests on.
Yes.
And I feel like that really only helps Roman. It helps get Roman over. I feel like
Seth's over.
What I'm saying. What's what I'm saying is that Roman gets over because the Shield's there. Without the Shield, Roman hurts. Dean and Seth are better off. And
yeah,
I just don't.
Shield, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't necessarily know about that. I don't know. Dean kind of got lost in the scuffle.
Dean also admitted he was not trying his best there for a while. I think that
Roman and Seth was
3WWE champion for a while.
Yeah. Seth was in the mid
card.
He
had a pretty
the
long
Shield.
Reign.
I love Seth Rollins. He tries to steal the show every night. That's my guy. Like
Sean,
he puts on top tier matches.
They all had world title runs minus the Shield, and they all had mid card title runs minus the Shield.
Yep.
I think that the only one that really needs the Shield right now is Roman, and I think that's more. We're gonna water down Seth and Dean's booking so we can get the chosen one over, and I don't mean Drew McIntyre. I think that it's again we're just how much are we willing to sacrifice to get Roman
over? Look at the calendar year. We have Survivor Series coming up. Yeah. Like you're gonna have the Shield as one side of this, no matter what happens. That's gonna happen. The Shield's not breaking up till after Survivor Series.
No, not at all.
I imagine the Shield may very well get wrapped up in the Kurt Angle. If we have the Kurt Angle Baron Corbin thing, we may very well get Kurt Angle, Shield, someone else versus Baron Corbin, Dogs of War, someone else.
It'll be Finn Balor.
Finn Balor
with the Shield and Kurt Angle.
Yeah, because Balor's been feuding with
Corbin.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, and then it seems like the focus of that feud is Kurt Angle, Baron Corbin. But maybe. And then who do you think would go with Baron then, assuming if Finn is the
Fits with the Shield?
Whatever.
The Shield is gonna be the Puppies of War.
Yeah, the Shield is claiming they're the heels now. So
the Shield is claiming their heels?
Yeah, they claim they're the bad guys. So like if the Shield goes with Baron and Kurt gets the Dogs of War,
that would be nuts.
No, like I'm saying, nuts. You want to shake things up.
Honestly, no, I retract every sentence if that's what they do.
They're not gonna do that. Yeah, that's on my trebuchet wish list.
For the past like 2 or 3 weeks, Baron Corbin's been coming out hating on the Shield, so they're not gonna do that.
The Shield said they're bad guys in the way that Razor Ramon said he's the bad guy.
I think S.H.I.E.L.D. is trying to say
sometimes
the bad guys is in, like, they're anti-heroes.
It's
they're doing what they want.
To say you're the bad guy.
I want them to prove it. I want them to prove it.
It's another thing to be the
start
bad
taking out.
Maybe Elias goes with Baron, just because I think they were kind of doing Elias Owens for a minute, kind of powering together, and Owens is out.
Elias hasn't been wrestling. Like even during pay-per-views, like, Elias comes out, Elias insults people, and then, like,
I'm just trying, you know, or if Lashley's going full heel, maybe Lashley in that spot.
Yeah, there you go.
I could see that.
Yeah. Lashley, that might be a good fit for that spot, because then you get to see some Lashley-Roman, possibly, which is maybe a main event in the future.
Oh,
and by maybe, I will definitely be a main event in the future.
So.
Now, I just have this is total awful fan booking that probably will never happen. Biggest problem with Shield, right? Nothing interesting from them to face. they made up a stable for Dogs of
No, War. That was just
together. Yeah. And there's no other... What other stables are there in Raw?
There aren't any.
Yeah.
So after this...
Titus Worldwide.
Yeah.
Not anymore. They're losing people.
They're losing people. Yeah.
They left.
They just have to throw three random dudes together.
Yeah.
What if this feud sticks together, Raw after Monday, all of a sudden you hear...
Raw after Survivor Series?
No. Raw after WrestleMania.
Okay.
So they stick around, whatever arrangement. And you all of a sudden hear Shock the System play.
Oh my gosh, that would be fantastic.
That'd be good, we just gotta get that far.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's an NXT stable.
NXT has good stables.
I'm like, this happens every time I talk to Ryan. I'm like, that's something I have no idea what he's talking about.
Raw does not know how to do stables.
You know what?
Raw doesn't know how to do tag teams. You're wrong.
They can't get past the singles. Okay, the singles are
terrible. It's doubles!
I agree.
Touche. That's what they are.
Touche, Trebuchet. If WWE is hell bent on the Shield making it to Mania, they may end up giving them Sanity to feud with another three.
Oh, I'd love that.
Another three man team that isn't the worst.
Hasn't been on TV in months.
Yeah, no, that's the reason is I think that when they went to SmackDown, they weren't even on TV.
They were jobbing them. They were winning when they were up and coming.
I could see
they should have.
Sanity. Oh, I didn't hear you guys say what he said. Okay, yeah. Sanity
won one match and then lost five or six in a row.
Eric Young was winning a couple there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you haven't heard from them in a while.
So I don't necessarily want to see that happen just because it would require the Shield to stay together. If that were to happen, I think maybe Sanity is the one that gets in there.
I just want more stables.
Stables are great.
Stables are fun.
You don't need to get into New Japan levels where everyone's in a stable.
we don't need to get an NWO. NWO with 80 guys in it.
New Japan, everyone's on a stable except for like seven dudes. And then those are Team Japan.
You know, you could just give the club back to fucking Balor, and then you have the Shield fucking feud with the club.
That'd be awesome.
And have
I'd be there for that.
Where are those guys?
My money.
Probably SmackDown house shows.
Are they injured or what?
No, they've been around injured. But not doing. They've got the same problem
the Revival had is that they're a great team and Vince just doesn't get them.
That sounds right.
That doesn't get it
because the Revival. I shit you not. So much money.
Yeah. Revival's a great team. They're small and Vince doesn't get it.
When you get... Have you gotten to their NXT stuff yet?
I am...
No. Yeah, you got in a little bit. Didn't they just show up or something?
I'm to TakeOver...
You're between TakeOver... The two TakeOvers.
No, I'm up to the next TakeOver.
Oh, so I need to watch this Sasha Bailey...
Yeah, I'm to the Iron Woman match.
Because I didn't see it yet.
That's a damn good match.
I didn't see it yet. I'll be the judge of that.
I am... You know what a big critic of Sasha I am.
Yeah.
I also agree that that's a good match.
I'll be the judge of that. It's been my policy on NXT. I'll be the judge of that.
No, the thing with the Revival is that Vince probably saw very little, if any, of the Midnight Express. And the Midnight Express's gimmicks is their a tribute to the Midnight Express. If Jim Cornette would come back to manage him, it'd be perfect.
Oh my God, shut up.
I'm there for it.
Love Jim Cornette in anything.
So, that was Raw. Right, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, and that's been a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, the podcast was longer than Raw.
1 hour and 2 minutes.
We're doing all right.
We're doing good.
All right. So you alluded to it, and I looked up all the ratings. Yeah, the ratings are. So remember when we looked in the? So we've done this a few times.
It's time for the ratings.
The first time we talked about the ratings was because on July 9th it was at 2.46 million. That was like historically low. It was the first time they had been that low, and there was no other, like, major opposing thing. No presidential debate, no Monday Night Football, nothing. It was just a day in July.
Zip.
And no one watched.
Zilch.
That was the Bobby Lashley.
Doomsday.
It was interviewed.
The sisters.
Oh, that episode of Raw.
Oh, that was so...
That was terrible.
I love seeing a room of people just groan. It's like, I'm doing a comedy act.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a comedy act. But, yeah, the last 3 weeks have been lower than that. Now, there is Monday Night Football back. But
that's important.
Still pretty low.
Considering I spent all day today just binge watching NFL Red Zone, that is some steep competition. Mm-hmm.
I don't have numbers from last year, September, but I'm hearing that they're pretty low just in general. Like, it's been the lowest since, I forget. One of them said, I don't know what the article pulled up anymore because I had to look at like five of them to get all the numbers together, but said that was like the lowest in like years, just in general.
Well, yeah. Like I said, my favorite part of Raw was fucking Angle coming back.
Yeah. And a lot of people are attributing the issues to too much nostalgia, And the whole story revolving around Dogs of War versus Shield. Like, all the titles are up there. So it's like, you know.
And it just keeps repeating and repeating. Mm-hmm. Like, you had fans cheer. And last time I'll bring this up. For the revival in that match when they faced Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Like, people were hyped for
Dolph
that match.
And Drew are fucking terrible. So are the Revival, just because they're two pieces of shit. No, but that doesn't make one of them not a piece of shit.
The crowd was hot for that match.
I wasn't. The crowd was there. The crowd was there for it. I know what you're talking about. Like
the crowds want some new blood and fresh things. Like, that's why the crowd, when Bayley went all badass on what's her face, Alicia Fox.
I thought it was
when
say
she
Sasha.
Was hanging out with Finn Balor. The fans marked out. You know why? Because they want something new and fresh. Bayley being cool is something new and fresh.
Yeah, they managed to really, really fuck up Bayley recently, haven't they?
Yep.
They've made Bayley not.
Is she on Raw or SmackDown?
She's on Raw.
She's on Raw. Is Sasha on Raw too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sasha. So what's up with Sasha? I heard she was maybe hurt.
Yeah, I heard she was hurt. She's got to take it off the mixed mask.
Hurt / taking a break, whatever that means.
Oh, it probably means she's being a diva or something. I don't know.
But you love your diva so much.
I do love divas. I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah, he was talking to Trevor.
I am one. Like, you're right.
And she gets you a butterfly belt.
I wear the fuck out of that.
Well, so
call me Le Trebuchet.
Trebuchet.
Cut it in half.
So the main thing is, are we trying to like tackle why the ratings are...
Yeah, why do we... I mean, I don't want to do another, hashtag Raw Rebuild.
Not right now, no.
Because that was long last time.
So we had our lowest rating forever in here.
Yeah, they were doing
since
all right.
Since we've looked them up, our lowest rating that we've seen
Yeah. We've gone back to the beginning of the year when we did it last time.
Yeah.
So, they're really low. They were doing all right, like, after SummerSlam. They were getting good lead-ins going up to SummerSlam, and then just,
Were SmackDown's higher?
SmackDown has not gotten higher than the match. SmackDown's has tapered off, but it's not that bad. Because SmackDown's usually been in the low 2 millions.
So Raw's down, but SmackDown's maintaining...
Yeah, Raw's getting close to lower to SmackDown's level.
And that speaks to the Raw product so much.
Yeah.
But also recently, SmackDown product just been better for like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For so long.
Yeah.
Since been a Raw guy. Since SmackDown became a thing, I've been a Raw guy until very recently.
It doesn't really matter how good SmackDown's product is. It's never been better than Raw. But the fact that SmackDown is so close to Raw, closer than it's ever been, is a statement to that SmackDown's product is good and Raw's is not. And that's why SmackDown isn't losing too.
Oh, next week, it'll be the one.
Oh,
cause SmackDown 1000.
SmackDown 1000.
We haven't had one yet, but we're gonna have one next week
This is where Nostalgia X belongs.
This may be.
I mean, Evolution at SmackDown 1000.
It's a mystery.
You know that classic SmackDown stable, Evolution.
I love.
Yes,
I'm not quite.
Were
sure.
They ever on SmackDown?
They might have been. No, they really weren't.
That's what I was wondering. I must have forgotten something.
Evolution was never on SmackDown.
They kept trying to convince Batista to go there, but he never did.
Well, they literally said for the first time
after he won a title,
as a stable
draft.
Because Triple H was vehemently opposed against working Tuesday nights at that time. That's why... Do you remember when he got drafted to SmackDown for a night?
Yeah. I was at the next one. It was in Grand Rapids.
I heard we
got the Dudleys.
Yeah, I heard he flipped...
I was like, fuck!
I heard he flipped shit and was like, I'm not working Tuesdays. Like... So they ended up having to give him Booker T, RVD, and the Dudleys, I believe?
Yeah.
I was cool with it,
but I was very like, what...
But, like, I wanted Batista, damn it. What is this?
Yeah. So, I think the only time SmackDown's ever beat a Raw were like the SmackDown 1000s and SmackDown 20s.
But it may be the beginning of a trend. It may actually the one after that may, who knows?
I believe so. Again, real close. It's distinctly possible. Rey Mysterio being back will definitely
be. Do we know what the main event's going to be for this?
Mysterio.
Probably.
Nakamura.
Shinsuke?
Is that officially booked or is that a rumor?
It is official.
I think.
No, it's officially a match.
They officially booked it last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Rey Mysterio's coming back and he's fighting Shinsuke for a spot at the tournament.
I was very drawn into SmackDown when I was watching it. So, and Raw lately, I don't remember last time.
SmackDown's product, not the best, but definitely.
It's
way
been by and large
Raw.
Better than Raw's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, AJ Styles.
And then to add Rey Mysterio to that, the work rate just gets even better.
If Rey Mysterio is going to be a consistent, is going to be full time on SmackDown, and from what I can tell, he can still go. I'm good with it as long as he's putting other. I don't want Rey Mysterio being overlaid Rover. I want him putting new guys over, and I feel like he's a guy to do it.
I don't want him to work full time. I want him to work maybe one.
Well, I said he's back full time.
You want him to be your WWE champion?
Not necessarily.
Okay, I'm just asking because I know you're a huge
U.S. champion.
U.S. I'm fine. He can roll that mid-card title all day.
I want him to.
I love it.
I want him to win the cruiserweight championship. Yeah. Honestly,
I'm okay with him. I'm okay with him.
It was mine before. I'm taking it back.
I want him to win
and then like bring the belt back because the 205 Live title is terrible. That thing is the worst title in wrestling history.
I want him on one televised event a month. Every other pay-per-view, or maybe even every three pay-per-views. Like, I want Rey Mysterio to be seem like a big fucking
Giving him Brock Lesnar's schedule, kind of, sort of?
That'd be a good idea for him, honestly. I mean, it won't be too bad.
Because he...
I don't think he's
going to
do that.
He's a deserved legend.
But yeah. I disagree. And I think that, like I said, I want Rey Mysterio on SmackDown. I want him put on good matches, but I don't want him... I don't want him... I want him maybe fighting AJ, because I think that match would be great.
Yeah.
After that, I don't want him winning the title. Two, I want him getting younger guys over. I don't want to see Rey Mysterio push to the moon. I don't see to see a world title run. I want him to be the guy giving young high flyers. I don't have another stroke. I've been having those days. Someone to work with, someone to learn from. I think Rey Mysterio probably will end up at the training center at some point.
You don't want to see Mysterio, Daniel Bryan?
Maybe once. I mean, like I said,
I want to see that match more than once.
You don't want to see Mysterio, Samoa Joe?
I think it's. I think there's a lot of guys. I want to bring Samoa Joe over.
Samoa Joe's not a new and up.
Samoa Joe's not a new up and comer. He does. He has not gotten over yet. He's not
in the WWE.
Yeah, he's. I think I will. I will put an asterisk next to Joe because you're right. He's not a young up and cover. He is someone that still needs to get over the top, and Mysterio can put him there. Mm-hmm. So I'll put Samoa Joe in that category, but I don't think. I
would be okay with him winning the U.S. title or a title if it will led to
if it gets Shinsuke in a more interesting position.
You know what I think they're going to do?
What's that?
I think they're going to give us a Mysterio-Randy Orton feud, which I don't want to see.
I know.
I bet you they're planning it out right now.
I care about Randy Orton right now.
Psycho Randy Orton versus Rey Mysterio, I'd watch that.
No, they're going to book that. They're going to book that.
I'd watch that.
I like Psycho Randy Orton. I like him a lot. I think it's the first interesting thing that Randy's done in a while. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It was 2008. Probably closer to 12 years.
Oh, I gotta.
If I'm being honest.
Did they do anything with Shelton Benjamin this SmackDown? He beat Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, he had a match with AJ Styles.
Did. Yeah.
Okay, I'm assuming he didn't beat AJ.
No,
but it was competitive. They made Shelton Benjamin not look bad.
Because that's probably what they're gonna do with Ray, like
Shelton Benjamin, Randy Orton again. Someone, even if it's
just guys that he's worked with before.
Yeah.
I find it very hard to believe that they're going to put him in there with a bunch of new guys.
I don't necessarily mean... One, it doesn't necessarily written, you mean very new on TV, but also think about the live events.
Yeah, no, it's exciting.
You can put him in with Ty Dillinger at a house show, and Ty Dillinger can get a good match
at
a rate.
I'd like to see that. Do I think they'll do that? No. I don't think they'll do that.
I think that Shelton Benjamin and Rey Mysterio serve a good purpose, not even for televised SmackDowns, but on that live event circuit, you get younger guys working with in-ring veterans that can still go, and those younger guys can learn some stuff.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying I don't think they're going to.
You'll be getting younger.
We're gonna get the same matches he's wrestled before.
I think we're gonna get Andrade Cien and Almas versus Rey Mysterio. I think that's what they're putting on.
I will put
just keep him on SmackDown. I don't want to see him go to that.
We'll get that match.
I'll be honest. I think Rey Mysterio is coming back almost for the. He'll do some stuff. I think the biggest thing Rey Mysterio will do and is planned to do is probably Mysterio Almas Mania, where Almas is going to destroy him and really get some heat.
Ooh.
I think Ole Miss needs some heat, and murdering Rey Mysterio is a great way to get it.
And those two can tear the house down.
I agree. It's going to be a great match. Ole Miss stands to gain everything from beating Rey, and has a lot to learn from Rey.
And you don't even have to give them long because of how fast they can work.
Nope. It could be a 4-star 8-minute match.
Yeah, you could give them like 12 minutes and they would just
murder. I'd give them a half hour.
Yeah,
I would literally give them a half hour. Because I bet you they could just captivate a crowd.
You're a big Ole Miss fan.
I like Ole Miss, yeah.
Cool, nice.
I've only seen him on the main card, and I'm a big Ole Miss fan.
His NXT stuff's even better than that.
I didn't like him at first, and then he really...
Yeah, he showed up. They didn't push him to the moon at first, and then as he started feuding with Sin Cara, they got him there.
Yeah,
are you referring to NXT? Because he didn't show up first in NXT either.
His NXT stuff didn't show up quite well. And then he
came out like in the suspenders, like in the fedora.
It takes a bit, and then...
Okay. Yeah.
Elias is just becoming the Drifter. Like, that's where I'm at. The Iconics just debuted, like, as their actual names.
Yeah, as soon as he gets Zelina Vega, that's when you can start judging Ole Miss. Because, he was real.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I understand that character development takes a while in NXT. I've watched the product once or twice, so.
I was ready to give up on Ole Miss when he was in NXT.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I waited. Before he got Vega, I was like, this is a big old fucking joke.
I'll keep it vague. I didn't think he was going to win the match that he got the title.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think...
No, I was shocked by that one, too.
I didn't think that would be a good match. And I was like, but after that run, he was awesome.
Well, I'll keep it vague. And she is one hot tamale. That's what I'm going to say right there.
Well, well played.
Thank you.
A little bit of tranquila. 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, are we to final thoughts here finally?
Final thoughts, Trebuchet.
Oh, fucking start with me. All right. thank you, everybody, for showing up to the Undisputed Podcast here. I look forward to seeing all of you humanoids at Grand Rapids Comic Con. It'll bring plenty of hand sanitizer, so I will slap hands with a couple of you.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, that
was disgusting. To get the 3-day pass. I'm hosting trivia on Friday. We got the Undisputed Podcast on Saturday. We got us with a camera crew. Roaming around for the tatas all 3 days.
Man, I sound a lot like Cody Goads.
No, that's weird.
My final thoughts really took a turn there.
Yeah.
But, I am Trebuchet, and I'm going to hang out for a little bit.
Final thoughts, Ryan.
Hey, everybody. I'm not on the show all the time, but occasionally I do argue with another chubby bearded guy.
I shaved.
They don't know that.
Behind the paywall, damn it.
Anyways, just if you can remember a few things, we recorded this instead of watching Bound for Glory, Burn on TNA.
Bam!
Impact Wrestling.
Got him.
I mean, Global Force, I mean, whatever.
Whatever it is. Hashtag still just fired. Just remember, they're already fired.
Finn Balor should be pushed. Bayley should be pushed, and the Shield needs stables. We need stables, like people who have clinical depression need things to stable them.
We
need more stables in the world.
We need stables like the Dudley Boys need tables.
Yes. That's all I got to say, little cell phone that's recording my voice right now.
Final thoughts, Mo.
I'm anxious to see what our evolution goes with this. I don't like Ronda being in a match with Nikki. It's just pointless to me because it's going to be a complete squash match. But maybe that's where they're going with Ronda right now. But it'll still be fun. Anxious to see Count Crown Jewel if that happens, where it happens. I'm always going to be a DX mark. I'm just going to be.
Me too.
Even if they can't go in the ring.
I'll bitch about it. I'll be like, oh my god, t-shirt.
Yeah, I should get the t-shirt. I should.
All right. Final thoughts, Robert.
Oh man, there's been so much said on this particular episode of this fine podcast that I don't know what else I can add right now.
It was deep.
Yeah, we got pretty deep with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my head's still spinning.
Is that from the concussion, though? Or how are you feeling?
Yeah. How are we doing now?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I think all this nonsense is going to give me another one. I'm going to stroke out like you. And
it's getting rough.
Freezing.
But yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see where both products go the next few weeks with everything with Evolution and Crown Jewel, if that's even gonna happen now, because that's up in the air. So we'll see what happens.
Final thoughts. Showtime.
I'm really looking forward to Comic-Con. Looking forward to being there with all you guys. Taking this show on the road, if you will. Taking it live. As always, I've enjoyed chatting and arguing with you folks. But I would like to leave you with four words that I never thought I would ever utter. Randy Fresh Chips Orton.
Fresh Chips. Oh.
Wow.
If you've been following since episode one, he's been stale chips. Final thoughts? Chris Goad, Cody Goads, mustache, whatever you want to call me. I'm happy to be your champion. I think we're having a good reign so far. Boo. Yeah. The boos feed me.
More arguments than ever so far in this administration.
That's what I want. I want debate. I'm getting our ratings up like CNN. All right.
I'm posting to get the championship. It'll be more a SmackDown show. So, you know, better product.
Oh, I see what you're saying here. But anyways, definitely happy that we got approved to be at Comic-Con. It's going to be a great time. It's going to elevate us to the moon.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Is that why you've been pacing around for 5 minutes?
No,
he was trying to develop a final thought.
That's right, yeah.
Think over there,
over here.
He was establishing a final thought through kinetic energy.
That and he wants a snack. He's feeling sick.
Yeah, I ran a bunch before this, and I haven't eaten anything yet. I'm getting antsy. I want to
feel a little peckish.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm not Trebuchet.
Trebuchet out!